I'll be looking cross.
Follow the Sheriff's brand.
For example, for whenever I was coming up, it wasn't a lot of resources back then, or I would say maybe in our community, we wasn't as receptive to resource as we are now.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to even get in education and work with children, was because I wanted to be to someone what I didn't have growing up.
So what I really love to do is have conversations with people about the youth, but more so I'm getting into the space where I want to talk to people that work for the kids, because you know, you're there, you're with them, you see a different side that many people might not, right?
Exactly.
And so I want you to introduce yourself to the people, say as much as you'd like, or as less as you'd like, but introduce yourself and just give us a feel for who you are.
Well, my name is Donovan Anderson. I've been in education for 10 plus years. Also a minister here at my church. I'm the executive pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries. It's my first year coaching soccer as well too, so I'm adding that to my resume.
Okay.
Jack of all trades. Mental health is a thing. It's a thing. And I love to create just an atmosphere or environment for students to be as expressive, or kids rather, to be as expressive as possible, just to create that gateway so they can be aware of their mental health and be on top of it. I think a lot of the suicidal rate and all of that would go down if we had more educators that actually cared for the mental health of the children versus getting a check.
I think very much people being in those positions that not just enjoy what they do, but see the needs and want to fulfill them as much as they can. And I know that's probably a lot of weight too at times. When you can't, you know. So in that, how do you pour into children, especially with faith being the foundation and God being a really major part of your life and of who you are? How do you, I guess, translate that into what you do every day with children?
So we have to, you know, we're in a world where we have to be politically correct in certain settings. I love where I'm able to teach at the school that I'm at, because, you know, it's sort of a faith based. We have administration there. You know, they love the Lord.
Yes,
it's easier for us to incorporate, you know, who Jesus is, and our daily, you know, exercises with the kids.
Yeah.
And so one of my students, you know, their faith is different. Mm-hmm. Their beliefs are different than mine. But we're able to speak and, you know, compare and contrast, even with the level that she's on. Yeah. I'm an EC teacher.
Okay.
But even with the level that she's on, she gets it, and I feel like, okay, I'm planting a seed, you know, and whenever she gets older, you know, there's no telling.
So it will grow, I think, especially when in ground that it can be, because she seems to be receptive, even where she is, where you're meeting her, where she is. So I get off sometimes, but anyway, back to the children. So tell me about this soccer thing that you're doing with the kids, coaching and all of that. How has that experience been?
Oh, it's been an experience.
Okay.
It's truly been an experience. I love sports. I played sports in school for
like
recreational purposes. I played basketball. I love baseball. I started out with baseball.
Got
and
it.
Then I fell in love with basketball. That's a whole other story.
Okay. 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 We'll have to bring you back for that one.
Okay. Okay. That. Yeah, it's a story.
Okay.
But I fell in love with basketball. So they wanted me to coach tennis, actually, last year. And I've played tennis before, but I'm like, I don't know. And so then they came back to me with the soccer thing. And so our school is junior senior high school.
Okay.
So they wanted me to work with the middle school and be the middle school soccer coach.
That's
and
an
so,
interesting bunch.
Yeah. So I was hesitant for that reason. But it's been a blessing for me, because it has really tested my faith and my patience and even just skill, incorporating the skill of the game to just everyday life skills.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have some interesting interesting players.
Okay.
And their parents, they're something else.
Huh.
But we bless God.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really been a blessing for me. Mm-hmm. As frustrating sometimes as it may get, or tedious, I would say, as it may get, it's been a blessing, because I'm able to connect with students on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
And what I'm used to.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
This is my second year being in the classroom.
Okay.
But like, you know, 10 plus years of being outside of the, you know, so it creates just a whole different environment. And even relating that to ministry, you know, I'm still able to plant certain seeds, you know, in them, just to carry them through life, period.
Yeah.
So it's been tedious, but it's been a blessing.
Which brings me to this, because discipline every member is what we do over mm-hmm. here. So in that, how does a lot of people look at discipline differently and mm-hmm. navigate that differently, but how important is discipline, you think, in rearing children and teaching mm. children, all of those good things? What role does discipline play in that you think?
It's sort of the foundation mm. on how they will carry on in life. If you're not disciplined, you know, you'll fall for anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, go anywhere. And so it's like the Bible says, train up a child in the way should go, and when she's older, he won't depart. And so I relate that back to discipline with children. In disciplining them, I would say it disciplines me as well.
Yeah.
To make sure I'm in right standing, not only just with God, but with right standing with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, as well too. So yeah, it's a major part of life, period.
Yeah.
I would say I'm just glad. I'm just glad to be in a space to, like I said earlier, to be something to someone that I didn't, you know, that I didn't have. I wish I would have had more people that were disciplined or even cared to discipline me for the right reasons.
Yeah.
In my life growing up, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's major. And you have such such a major job
mm-hmm.
in what you do. and I know that it takes a lot of prayer and patience, as you say,
mm-hmm.
But even sacrifices in that. So you are appreciated. If you don't hear it enough, know that you appreciate it and what you do. But also, I feel like you have to be called for things like that. Children are so delicate.
Absolutely.
To the way I hear when you speak to that, in the way of, I also wish I had somebody
mm-hmm.
advocating for me mm-hmm. in the way in which I'm trying to do for children. But mm-hmm. Yeah, like they're human beings and they have feelings. To have that first view, point mm-hmm. of view, I think is important. So mm-hmm. keep doing what you're doing. Anything that you would say, could say to the youth, or that you would say to your youthful self that would have been helpful?
Well, to my youthful self, I would say, you're gonna be okay. Everything is everything, in the words of Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Everything is everything. Yeah, to any youth that may see this, or just to encourage, you know, anyone, keep striding, keep striving for excellence. Don't limit yourself. A lot of times we look at what's going on around us and our current circumstances and situations, but just don't limit yourself.
Yeah.
You never know where this life, you know, where God will take you. Follow his path, follow his way. His way is better than our way.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't let life disappointments and discouragements deter you away from your future
yeah.
and what God said.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that was solid. Okay. speak to your youthful self. No, I wanted to pretty much do this interview to when I heard that you worked with children and things of that nature, I automatically say those are special people. Mm-hmm. Having a sister who's a teacher and just different people who are in education, period. Yeah, you have really important jobs, and having faith as that foundation, I think, makes all the difference in how you approach it.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, as I continue to advocate for the mental health of youth and just pull on the voices that see it up close in person, I just want to say thanks. So,
oh, yeah.
I appreciate you.
And I want to add something,
yes,
too.
Please.
So with me being EC teacher, exceptional children's teacher, we see a lot of things that I would say teachers in other classrooms, I don't want to say regular, but in their classrooms, but other classrooms, we experience it all, because some of our, well, I teach the higher functioning, the higher level children, and they are aware, you know, of certain disabilities. They're aware of that, and so we have to make sure that even when I'm having a bad day, you know, I still have to swallow it and say, okay, you know, I have to be there for such and such in this moment, because they'll come to you. I have one, just the situation is not so good. He needs food and clothes, and so what I've done was I have a whole closet dedicated to him in my classroom. And so we've purchased hygiene products. Yeah. And so I take him around to the showers, because he doesn't get a shower. You know, he doesn't get dinner at night. So that's our routine in the mornings, to take him, get him washed up, put him on some clothes. I bring my clippers, cut his hair, and make him look, you know, like he wants to look. Because he'll come to me, and he wants to, you know, look better. He knows that he's supposed to, you know, be doing X, Y, and Z. But because of where he's at, they feel like, you know, he'll be all right. You know, just because of how God chose, you know, the path that he's on. You know? And so it's a blessing to, like I said, just to be there in that. But it's also challenging at times whenever life is lifing for you.
Right.
But you have to be that quote unquote hero, or that, you know, that father figure, you know, because it goes beyond just teaching, you know, just your, you know, that's my teacher, that's Mr. Don. I had to take a, you know, look back and say, some of these kids that I've connected with, they see me as much more than, you know, just their teacher here at school.
Yeah.
They take me home with them in a sense, you know, in their mind and in their heart. They somehow got my number, and some of them are call. But I try to make sure I'm available, because like I said, I wish that I would have seen more of that, even in the EC classes, you know, growing up. From what I saw, I wish that it would have been someone in there, or the people that I came up with, to advocate for them.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing.
They are truly blessed to have you. And the more that you pull out from spaces that sometimes it seems there's nothing for you to be pouring from, God will continue to supply. Mm-hmm. Like I will share with you, in doing this and building all these things up, like there have been moments where I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing. God, I have no clue where that's coming from. And it happens that I don't go without. Right. And so, yeah, like that's major to have a space where, a safe space, a safe space for them.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I pray that God continues to replenish you as you continue to pour into them. Anything else you have for me?
Oh no, I'm good, because I felt myself going somewhere.
Yeah, no, okay, well, we can do that too.